Om Shanti, everyone, and welcome to this exciting session with these two lovely deity souls here. How many know Dee Dee? Is there anyone here who doesn't know Dee Dee? A few. One, two? Okay, I'm going to give you her introduction. She's been serving millions of souls around the world. She's been doing this for 65 years plus, but she's still young-hearted, believe me. So she is the joint administrative head of all the centers on this planet. She's also the director of the Academy for a Better World. How many know about that academy? Not many? It's where you're sitting now. We call it Kion Sarover, but officially it's the Academy for a Better World, and that's so truly named. So Dee Dee has been the director of events in Europe, and she still oversees the activities in Germany. She's had a very spiritual background from childhood, and when she was only 16 years old, they made her a headmistress of an all-girls school. Congratulations, Dee Dee. So, also, the House of Representatives, House of Parliament in London, gave her an honor dedicated to Indians' unsung heroes. She's an unsung hero. And the things that attract me to Dee Dee is her keen intellect, the way she digests Gyan and the way she shares it so plainly and understandably. But I also like her loving heart, and I also like that she's always so light and easy to, you just feel good around her, and she's lots of fun. So we're going to have fun today, aren't we, Dee Dee? Yes? And so Sister Valerian is going to interview her. And Valerian has done seva in North America, South America, Central America, parts of Europe, and now she's stationed in France, or she says France, and Geneva. She is the UN's official representative, and she represents us on topics such as human rights, climate change, biodiversity, and interfaith. So let's listen to them. Give this to you.
I think it's the other one. This is one sealed. Thank you. Can you hear? Om Shanti. Good morning, everyone. It's really a privilege. Is it okay? Nearer. Okay, good. It's a privilege to be having this conversation now with Dee Dee. And the topic that has been chosen is the Fortress of Disciplines, Principles, and Srimad. The topic was extracted from a Borg message that Sister Mohini from New York brought to us in December. And Dee Dee, you're a very loving soul, and so enthusiastic as well. And what I would like you to do before we go into the topic is for us to understand these words. And in order to understand them, because many of us here are not from Hindu backgrounds, so these words are a little bit empty, you know. So I would like you to give us an example of disciplines, principles, and Srimad. And because you're a loving, enthusiastic soul, I would like you to share with us, like, which disciplines are your favorite disciplines, which principles are your favorite principles, and which aspects of Srimad are your favorite, so that we really can catch what you're going to talk about afterwards. Is that okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Didi.
Thank you. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Prem. Om Prem. Prem is love. And Om Anand means bliss. We are now going to speak. We can switch off now. We can switch it on because I am speaking. When you have to ask question, I will switch it on. If I am speaking, I don't need this.
But if I suddenly want to ask a question, how will you know?
When you want to speak, then you can. I will switch on.
I will do like this, so you see me. Yeah. Okay. Didi has a hearing issue. That's why we're doing it like
this.
Then
keep it
just
on.
For you to be aware. It's not that she's on her phone.
I keep it on anyway. So then,
Good, Didi. Thank you.
Fortress of made of what? What is fortress? Castle. But it is also fortress, of course, where the kings live. But it is also remembered fortress of Pandavas. At the time where they were kept safe, when there was the army of Kauravas and Yadavas. It is the time where fortress is needed. Means where a very powerful place of protection. Very royal place and strong place on a high level built. Even today, all these castles, fortress are on a high level. And it is an area where the enemy cannot reach easily. So most of the time, it is around it is a river or water or some kind of lake all around me is protection. So where you can see the enemy coming from a far distance place.
I live in France, and in there we have lots of fortresses.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. It's totally protected.
Yeah. So it's the spiritual aspect is of the protection. So Maryada means here it's a line of code of conduct, where Baba's directions are given. So in fact, it is the castle built by Shrimat, following Shrimat. And each one of us is a brick of this castle. And Baba wants to create this fortress by making me sure that every brick is a strong, powerful, and not broken or weak.
But Didi, you see, when you speak of Maryada, you speak of Shrimat.
Yeah.
But in this sentence, Baba is speaking of Maryadas, Niyam, and Shrimat. So I would like to understand the difference.
Yeah. In Shrimat, in the packet of Shrimat, means elevated direction. Shrimat means elevated direction. And elevated directions are, first is for the spiritual protection, progress. Then, for that, because we are living in this world and we are studying. It's a school as well. It's not only Baba's, it's a family. Yajna. Yajna is when fortresses we are speaking. It means it's a yajna. And yajna is established by the elevated directions of Shiv Baba. So Shirimat means the elevated direction, wisdom given by God, direction given by God. This is why the Gita, the scripture of the ancient deity religion, is Shirimat. Shiri means Shreshtha, elevated. Mat means wisdom and guidance. Bhagavat means of God. In the form of a lovely song and communication.
Good.
That is called Shrimat.
Okay. And what about this word Niyam? It is
the
not
niyam,
the word that Baba uses so much.
It's a law created for
is
that.
A what?
It's a law. Laws. Spiritual laws. Mm-hmm. Because we are on the field of action. And we are, it's in a drama stage where there are laws, system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And in this laws are created when we are not disciplined. Discipline is you keep a maryada, a line, a code of conduct to keep, you don't go out of it. You create an area around of you of protection.
So, amongst the spiritual laws, Didi, what is your favorite? Which one do you consider the most important?
Most important, if we are following Shrimat, because all this discipline...
Because we're going in circle here. So, you're saying that Niyam is the laws, right? The spiritual laws.
Yeah, Niyams are like principles.
Okay.
That we have to follow.
Okay, so yes. If you look at all the Niyams,
yes.
Which ones do you think are essential in a hierarchical way?
It is for our spiritual progress.
Yeah.
Protection, spiritual protection, progress, development,
yeah.
And transformation.
Yeah.
So this is why there are some laws of transformation and purification. Laws are created for transformation and purification. And these laws are how we actually live in this society. How we live in yajna, how we communicate in the yajna,
mm-hmm.
There's also some discipline.
Okay.
So maryadas.
Mm-hmm.
Maryada is the word, a system or a method or code of conduct of the family, of the society, code of conduct of according to the laws of government. So that is called
Maryadas. Okay.
In Hindi.
Okay, okay.
And so in that there are also different sections where you have some particular laws.
Mm-hmm.
And also then you have respect for certain things. For example, in different religions, when you practice, they have some kind of discipline of bhakti, of keeping fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then they control their sense organs.
So and then having a fast, would that be a maryada?
Niyam means that something you do it regular.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, this is Shrimat, in that Niyam is that we are Brahmins and We are students. But purity, first Shrimad, is purification and protection and development of the soul. In Shrimad, purification, protection, development in our spiritual stage. And for that, of course, Baba gives knowledge, and in knowledge he explains how you have to follow it.
Actually, in the beginning of that message, Baba is saying that we need to have balance between the different powers of knowledge, of yoga, of dasana, and seva. And so I was wondering if you could share with us, how do you make sure you keep balance?
Now, at first is have to understand what is actually regular we have to do. As we are protection of spiritual development, Baba has made us aware that you become aware of who you are. So that's why knowledge is given. And in order to give knowledge, he has opened a school. And in order to study, you have to enroll yourself in a school. And you have a niyam, regularity. Your register is kept how regular you are. Then how your character is there. So when this is called niyam. So for example, regular system is called niyam. In that is a discipline, automatically.
And what would be the niyam of yoga?
Niyam of yoga means a method, a law of a method.
So give us an example.
So first it is, the knowledge is given that for purification of the soul, that law for yoga is that you become soul conscious, and relationship of the soul with the Supreme Soul is first step. It's knowledge putting into practice. Knowledge of the self, knowledge of God, meeting each other. An experience of that is the power which is called yoga. It's not only knowledge, it is connection and current that is coming from that. The power which is functioning in our action. Then when that power of godly qualities, godly powers, are meeting and communicating with the spiritual powers of the soul, that is called yoga. That experience makes the soul pure and powerful. And then through that, when you have to handle with others, you have to come into, it should be visible in your life.
You have to come in what?
That is character. That is then dharana.
Character, dharana. That's the application.
Application. And for application is not only just that you know about it, but others are able to see it functioning in you.
And experiment it from you.
Experiencing and expressing. And others are also experiencing your qualities. That is what it's called, dharana, the proof of transformation. And yoga brings purification, and that purification, when it becomes practical life, that is when it becomes virtues and powers. It is called transformation.
And seva?
Niyam means regularity. Niyam regular.
Means?
Regular doing that thing with a system. For example, it's our niyam that every day, Amrit Vela, we meditate. We get up in the morning, we fresh up, and we have Amrit Vela, say good morning to Baba. So that is first niyam or a kind of spiritual law for the spiritual development of my own spirituality. So then my first morning, from the morning, my state is of mind is clean, clear and powerful. That first step. So whatever is first in my mind, that is on one side I am a student, and other side I am a yogi.
Didi, and what about the fourth topic? If you look at the niyam, we looked at the niyam of knowledge, the niyam of yoga, the niyam of dharana. What about seva then?
Yeah. So for niyam for dharana,
yeah,
that niyam for yoga, means law,
yeah.
Be soul conscious, be bodiless, be detached from this world.
Yeah.
So that is, in other words, that let go. Sometimes Baba says, die alive.
Yeah.
Now people won't understand. How can I die? Die means death, and yoga are actually two sides of the same experience. Die. What is the meaning of death? The soul becomes detached from the body. So this is one of the law.
Yeah.
How much I have become detached from the body. Then when the soul is detached from the body, the bodily relations are not that detachment means that I'm not pulled by them, I'm not influenced by them, I am not remembering them. It is remembrance of only one.
Yeah, that's clear.
It is yoga, the law
that's
of yoga.
That's clear. So I was going towards seva, service, right? Because Baba speaks of the balance of the four between gyan, yoga, dharana and seva.
Yeah.
So now we were looking at the niyam of each one, but you were going to tell us now.
Step by step, let us move step by step.
Okay, so.
First, the meaning of yoga. Understand that how it has niyam.
Yeah.
And at the same, it is my development, and it is my first maryada that I put myself in this discipline. That I get up early morning, I sit and meditate, and I follow Baba's direction.
Yes.
So it includes in direction, Shrimat are included four subjects.
Sure.
Yeah. So because I'm student, I have to learn that. This is why, as a soul, I'm child of God. I don't have to learn. I am child of God. But how to create this relationship with Him? He has to become our teacher. That's why it's godly university. And for university, I have a niyam that I study step by step. And then I learn four subjects in it. So Shrimat in that first subject is be yogi, be holy. Have yoga with me and become pure.
Yeah.
And this study is to become a divine being, my aim and object as a student, and then I have to study all four subjects.
Yes.
This is what is a discipline and niyam as well.
Yes.
Direction is included in it. And then niyam is also, and I have to keep the discipline of studying all four subjects in my life. And for that, I need the divine virtues.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
If I don't have divine virtues, then I am not actually keeping neither purity of mind, not purity of behavior, not purity of action.
Actually, in that particular message, Baba is speaking of the power of purity, but he also speaks of the power of Shakti. And I was wondering if you could tell us more about the power of purity we often hear about, but the power of Shakti we don't really often hear from.
The power of unity is three types of unity. First is harmony or unity of my own inner powers of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no power without the source if the power is not in it. So manmana bhava. So Baba's direction is manmana bhava. Be mine with your mind. So what my mind is thinking, my intellect is actually focusing on one. And I am experiencing the current, the power, the blessings, the love at that time in me. So that is spiritual power of the mind, intellect, and my practical life. Then, when my qualities are like the qualities of others, and I am able to have the harmony with others, I behave accordingly with the third subject, dharana. Then it is harmony, which is called meeting of sanskaras or personality, divine personality of one person with another person.
So in that sense, the dance of sanskars then is the highest sanskars that are awakening in the soul.
So that
thanks
is
to the yoga and Baba's relationship and all this.
Pure personality meets divine virtues in the form of power, where I am able to tolerate others, I am able to accept others, I am able to appreciate others, I am able to cooperate others, I am able to face the difficult situation and position. So that is harmony first within my own self, with my power of knowledge, my power of yoga, my power of dharana, and my power of protecting myself and supporting others. This is different. This is called Shakti.
Okay.
Shiv Shakti means the godly power, divine power, spiritual power. Then there are the powers where I have to live in the world, in society, with others, where negative forces of others or sometimes my own self challenge me. Then I need not only godly powers. Godly powers means purity, peace, knowledge, truth, love, and happiness. Jnana, knowledge, shanti, peace, love for Baba Yoga, and then inner happiness in myself. The inner power that I have of the recognizing the truth. Truth that God is actually practical giving. This truth in life.
Thank you, Didi. And there was the fourth one which you haven't yet spoken about. You know, Baba was speaking of the balance between gyan, yoga, dharana, and then seva.
I am speaking first now You asked me Shakti and power.
Yeah, I asked you many things.
So Shakti means godly power.
Sure.
Spiritual power.
Yeah.
And then powers within me to face others.
Yeah.
And that is Brahmin powers.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what it is. Power to withdraw. Power to pack up. Power to face. Power to discriminate. Power to cooperate. Power to pack up everything. The eight powers.
Mm.
That what it is, the third subject, along with divine virtues.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So their virtues are my inner personalities. And power is my inner personality. With yoga, power becomes so powerful that I am able to handle the negative forces of others. Divine virtues means that I transform myself from my negative to positive.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's called Shakti. And then power, when I am able to protect myself, that is called building the fortress, making fortress powerful. So my own inner fortress of my spiritual castle, of my being as a powerful soul, as one of the brick from this godly quality, has to be so strong. So then service is that I am not only just facing and struggling to protect myself, but I have that power of discrimination, the power to accept others' weakness and have mercy on them. I stay in my self-respect is power, but I can also remain humble when I am defamed. Disrespect is there. So that is what is called service.
Mm-hmm.
Service of myself and service others. Baba says, those who are your enemy, make them your friend. Those who defame you, they are your friends. How you make them friends? It means their defamation is a mirror for you to see how would you check yourself with an honesty, your own inner weakness, and then you have also understand their attitude, their this misunderstanding, their imagination, their own reaction to some situation, your intellect.
Didi, in a sense, if I may, you're saying that we are digesting Baba's virtues, Baba's power through Gyan, through yoga, and then this is our power of Shakti, how we have digested everything Baba gives, yes, and then it kind of plays out in the way we do dharana, service.
Power, inner Shakti is pure, is divine energy.
Mm.
Power means which makes other active.
It makes
like,
others?
Yeah. Like when you are Shakti, that is like you are generator.
Mm-hmm.
You are connected with generator. And then when it help others to work,
mm-hmm,
it's called power. When, for example, you are able to forgive others, and then that person becomes cool. Other is fire, and you are water. Other person is very hard, and you are able to have forgiveness. You have mercy on them. You work with them 10 times, you give blessings to them, thinking, the soul is weak. I am child of God, I have to give power to this one. I am a mechanic, a broken car has come in front of me, I cannot say, why have you brought broken car to me? I am a doctor, and I have to heal the person who is sick at the moment. I cannot question why you have come with emergency, with a bad state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
So means my power works like this power is connected with the generator, then all these devices of electricity, of what I'm using, they begin to act, they begin to work.
Mm-hmm.
So in this way, it becomes power of waking others, transforming others.
So Didi, you know many of us. You've
and
been...
This is service.
Yeah.
This is the service,
definitely. Yes. You know many of us here. Like, I've known you all my Brahmin life, and you've known me all my Brahmin life. And I think it's the case with many sisters and brothers here. So in this context of creating a fortress, given the present state of the Brahmin family, what would be your advice to all of us?
If you put it in the other way.
What is your advice to all of us? Because you know us. How should we move forward?
So this is always is paying attention to the self, no? Checking the chart that Baba has said.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it is, that I need to be attentive and also checking. Attention and checking. Not with tension, but with self-respect. Checking and changing. Then I am able to progress. I am connecting first myself, then I am correcting my attitude, that I am helping others with ego, with mercy, or with showing my wrong authority, and I want to make them, change them and work them. So in order to help others, I have the greatness and humility balance in this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why our aim and object of perfection of all these maryadas,
mm-hmm.
the degree that we get, first degree is all virtuous. Second degree is vicelessness. When virtues are there, my vices are also decreasing, and the vices of others are also not attacking me immediately. All virtuous. Completely viceless. It means less and less, less and less. My vices are becoming less and less.
Didi, this morning in the Murli, Baba was actually connecting vicelessness and sorrowlessness. He was saying how vices are what brings sorrow to the world.
Vices bring sorrow. Yeah.
And how, if we want to be free from sorrow, we have to be free from vices.
That's what it is, the method is. Then you need free from sorrow means you are protecting yourself. When you are becoming all virtuous, you are becoming viceless. That reaction, anger, blaming them. So I am not taking sorrow. When I am blaming them, I am taking sorrow. I don't take sorrow because I took sorrow as I am body conscious. I am sensitive, I am very weak, then I take sorrow. Vices means thorns.
Mm-hmm.
So thorns are there, and I have to become like a rose flower. Mud is there, I have to become like a lotus. And so this is knowledge and yoga, both are working together.
Mm-hmm.
So not to take sorrow. I know that any vice, lust, will block my intellect. And then my character, which is my real personality.
What did you say lust does to your intellect?
No, lust is the vice, the first vice.
Yeah.
Indulgence in impurity.
So how does it damage your intellect?
Yeah, that is damaging the intellect. Because at that time, I am so close and dependent on the other person, and both are harming each other rather than loving each other. The intellect thinks, I love, but love has changed into lust.
Hmm.
And that's why they call fallen in love. But this love, lust, fails you. Character is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Your dignity is gone. Your independence is gone. And if someone has taken a wrong method to express love, it is called rape, it is called bad character, it is, respect is gone.
Yeah.
So sorrow has been taken for the whole life, if in a wrong way. So that is lust.
So in that sense also, the protection of the fortress,
yeah,
is there, so that your understanding of the spiritual laws keeps you on the right tracks.
The first Shrimat, remember you are a soul, I am a pure and peaceful soul. You maintain that consciousness. That's spiritual power. Come back again to Shakti. I am a pure and peaceful soul. Purity is my pure personality. Purity is my beauty. Purity is my strength. Purity is royalty. Purity is divinity. Purity makes me a Brahmin. Purity makes me close to God. Purity creates love in my heart for myself, and self-respect, and purity creates pure vision for others, and then I have love for others. But impurity attracts me, makes me possessive, makes me dependent, takes away my self-respect.
Mm-hmm.
So same wrong action based on body conscious, dependent on each other, two are needed to make each other fall. Anger is, you can cause sorrow from a distance. You can scold them on the telephone, you can throw a stone on them, and you can insult them. You can fight with tongue.
Mm-hmm.
From a, you can write an email and make other people sorrow. Then you don't need necessary
mm-hmm.
closeness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then attachment.
Mm-hmm.
Attachment causes sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am connected. Then that it is binding me. It has become a bondage.
Yes.
And that I have a fear of losing them.
Yeah.
I have a fear. Something wrong can happen. I feel insecurity.
Sure.
So different kind of sorrow we take.
Yeah.
So attachment brings sorrow.
Yeah.
Different type of sorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then greed takes away our royalty. It makes me poor always. I want more and more and more. So it brings different kind of sorrow.
Yeah.
I compare myself I feel low, inferiority and superiority complex.
Yes.
So it may make me do wrong action.
Yes.
So this is greed. And ego is most degraded impurity. Because I want, I am always making other people not with a pure vision. Internal fear is losing my honor, losing my respect, losing my position. And it is so subtle that I am not able to see.
You're not aware of it.
Yeah, I am not aware.
Didi, what do you think if we put a mic and we get these people here, our dear brothers and sisters, to also be able to ask questions? Is that okay?
Of course they can ask questions, but I want to finish.
Sure.
Before subject.
But I'm just letting you know so that we give them a bit of time.
But I want to finish the topic, fortress proper. So then fortress is actually that this power that I'm receiving from Baba is working for me and also interacting with others. So for that, I need to keep this vision of perfection. Fortress is for protection and Shrimat is for perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Because Shrimat is making to become a perfect human being. Otherwise, I'm not taking the subject completely. So perfection is Sri Lakshmi, Sri Narayan, a divine human being. And that is through four subjects. This is what it is for all of us. And four subjects means Swadarshan Chakra. Always recognizing, realizing myself and also keeping my connection with one.
Mm-hmm.
Then second is with that connection, I get the powers. That is the mace, second subject, the subject of yoga. That yoga power. Jnana is light. When it becomes in action, connection with Baba, it becomes might of the Almighty. So light becomes might, and that is yoga power, mace. When this yoga power and my own soul consciousness have become virtues, I live like a lotus flower.
Yes.
That is the power to remain detached from vices. And then is the fourth service object, is serve myself and serve others with balance.
With balance.
Balance.
Yeah.
And this is why Vishnu means two hands up, two hands down.
Thank you so much, Didi.
Yeah. So balance is bliss.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. पांडव शिव शक्ति सेना की रण भेरी अब फिर बजती है। सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है।
धाम में तुम्हें
सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है।
धाम में तुम्हें गाना है।
ओके, if anyone wants to ask questions, they can ask.
Can we have a mic for the audience to ask questions, please? And if you do have a question, try to make it sensible. So someone amongst you would like to ask something to Didi in relation with this morning topic, come closer to the stage. Dorothy has a mic for you.
Would Didi please explain again why Vishnu has two hands up and two hands down?
Can you repeat?
She said the last thing she was explaining about Vishnu, that it shows two hands up and two hands down. I'd like her to finish that, please.
You were explaining about Vishnu. You like this? You were explaining about Vishnu having two hands up and two hands down.
Mm.
Can you share more about this in relation with this topic?
Yeah. So it means a balance, that up to receive from God and let it be good for others. Not it is my, does not come in it. I have knowledge clearly, but I receive it and I realize it. It's given by the Supreme. The service, I am an instrument to serve others. It is power given by Him and blessings receiving from everyone. So serving with selflessness, benevolence, then my personal practice is that I need to have powerful yoga to make myself powerful, to protect myself and live like a lotus flower. So two, receiving from God and giving to myself and helping others. When I have become perfect and I have learned the art of dealing with others, how to deal in society, how to deal with the family, how to deal with my teachers in the center, how to deal the yajna system. These are some principles for that, methods that you need to follow.
So there are different subject itself. Very beautiful to be able to take from God, serve yourself and serve others.
But then when you become perfect, Lakshmi means the embodiment of all virtues, then you don't have any weapons, neither Swadarshan Chakra, nor mace, nor you have to live like Sri Lakshmi. Nothing is in the golden age, no weapons at all.
Yeah, definitely.
So when this balance is there, receive and give, you are free. No bondage, no karmic account. karmatit stage, then you are totally free. Neither you have to churn knowledge, nor you have to conquer Maya, nor you have to think of remaining detached, and nor you think that I have to have mercy, I have to forgive others, I have to support anyone.
You're already there.
You are always there, always perfect.
Okay. Yeah. We have another question coming, yeah. Didi.
Om Shanti Didi, can you elaborate on how our heart function in our spiritual effort compared to our intellect or mind function?
Could you share about how our heart functions, and if you compare heart, intellect and mind, what's the difference of the three?
Beautiful question. Heart means the feelings of the mind. Heart of the soul is not this heart. Heart of the mind, of me, the soul, what kind of feelings are in my mind? And that's why first is manmana bhava. Keep your mind with me. And when mind with Baba is there, my thinking, my feelings, my emotion, my expression and communication, my heart begins to function, loveful feelings. Then the intellect is, I can connect with, have the yoga of the intellect with me. That is the second direction. Madhyaji Bhav, the second power is the intellect middle. Mind, intellect and sanskaras. So, these three things are, so mind is actually heart of the soul. Intellect is the brain. With that you analyze, understand, discriminate between right and wrong. And that's why knowledge is most important. Intellect understands the knowledge. Mind only feels and plans and have desire. That is soft nature. And then this intellect is the power of. This is why knowledge is important and God has to become a teacher. Otherwise God is love for the devotees as well. He fulfills wish of other people, devotees. But intellect when is there, only then we can have yoga. And so this is why a yogi means my knowledge, with clear knowledge, with right understanding, with the right method, I connect myself. And then this knowledge and loveful feeling which I receive from God, I put in my life and I interact with others. That is called sanskaras, my behavior. And these sanskaras, which long time of vices I have interacted with others, that are blocking me, and I am taking sorrow from others, I am looking love from others, I am wanting respect from others, and God gives me 108 respectful titles. You are Holy Swan, you are a sparkling diamond, you are a victorious jewel. So He gives me many, many titles of my self-respect. Mm-hmm. So with that self-respect, I'm able to respect others, accept others, and bring right behavior for my, with my own self and with others. That is called sanskaras.
Didi is like the Ganges. It never, never ends. She will always give more example, more knowledge. But we have one last question for this morning. Please make it a sensible, brother.
Om Shanti.
That's, I want to transfer, finish this. So transformation of sanskaras are needed. transformation of the impact of actions. Samskars means some total effect of what I think, what I understand, what I do, that stain that remain on my intellect and mind, and in action, I transform that. That is called transformation. So Shrimat again is for transformation, protection and purification. In that, all the subject niyam maryadas are needed in different areas. Yes.
Om Shanti. Sudhishji just explained actually niyamayan of yoga. Niyamayan of yoga, niyamayan ki neka singhala pratinayak. Ewagema theorem ki neka man hitana vidiyata. Etin di pahadili kala knowledge gives purification. Knowledge putting into practice. Power within...
Brother, you have to be very intentional.
Yeah, very short. Power gives shakti. In modern management, it says only a fool accepts responsibility without authority. Is that the same?
Okay, the essence is, in 10 words, what's your question?
Meaning of yoga, niyamayan, in yoga, in modern word, is it only a fool accept responsibility without authority?
The brother is asking, do you hear me?
Yeah.
The niyam of yoga is accepting the responsibility. And he wants to understand
without
more.
Without authority.
Without what?
Without authority.
Without the authority.
Only a fool accept.
Okay, brother, we only have 2 minutes to answer that question. That's why I wanted it simple.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So he wants to know about niyam, authority, and respect. And I think, brother, we are finished with questions now because we are...
Miss, follow the law to purify the mind. So it means follow the law of pure food.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the law. In order to change your stable, flickering mind, practice traffic control.
Mm-hmm.
Every minute, every second. In order to change your own behavior, check your chart. These are the niyam or spiritual laws are created. Mm-hmm. So then this is homework which I am doing. I bring transformation.
Mm-hmm.
If I am careless and not careful of regular, niyam means regularity. And if I am not doing regular, I am then definitely not becoming powerful.
Thank you so much, Didi.